June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. We are live at Tolbert Garage Door here in Mesquite on 30. Do we have some Tolo back window decals? We do. We blew out all the G-Bag tumblers in about an hour. They went at a pace of one every minute for the first hour. They were out. But we have Tolo decals for you, and they're currently adorning my water bottle and my laptop. I think they'd look good on yours if you want to swing by. We got one for you. Fellowship, a lot of Tolos here. There's a beer truck and a barbecue truck on the side. Salute to Indian Outlaw Barbecue for swinging by and providing the grub. So it's been a great day already. We have another hour to go, including Around the Bases coming up and G-Bag of the Day, LA Live, and then we'll be into that pregame show. But here's Woolchuck with a mixed bag.
We had a fight at Giants minicamp practice, or OTAs, I guess, right? This would be OTAs, not minicamps. That's the difference.
That's right.
Kayvon Thibodeau, we played audio from him, cold as balls.
Oh, when Eagles fans showed up to Giants practice and wanted to put hands on him?
I thought maybe this is what, when I first saw the story, I'm thinking, my gosh, he did it.
Wow.
Some Eagles fan got ticked off. They went over there and Kayvon, they ended up fighting about it. No.
I'd pay to watch that.
Me too, huh?
Thibodeau versus turd fans.
I would too. That'd be great. It's like Warren versus the gorilla, you know. But this one's like NFL player.
That sounds like a great historical like courtroom
Giants versus
situation.
Eagles. Let's see,
Thibodeau versus turd.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Thibodeau though did get in a fight with a teammate, so he ripped off his helmet. He threw a punch, which I admire. I never understand the punching of a helmet, you know. So he rips off the helmet, and then his teammate Brian Burns also went after a player. So I guess this was probably one of those tackling drills that they were doing, and they ended up getting a little bit heated.
Be careful. We can't tackle in OTAs,
right,
Chuck?
Right.
We can't tackle. So maybe somebody stepped out of line here. We're supposed
you crossed
to be,
the line?
Yeah. Oof. Your nuts are mine.
Yeah, so we had Hudson versus Thibodeau, and then Burns backs up his teammate. He's going after Hudson. So who is Hudson on that Giants defense? I couldn't tell you. I'm blanking on who that first name is. It could be just a no-name, undrafted rookie free agent. I don't know, but this Hudson guy got his ass kicked today.
Is Hudson a defensive player? Was this...
So it was two defensive players going at it?
Fighting? That's crazy.
It was two defensive. No, it was not. Hudson had to be an offensive player.
Oh,
line. Burns then defended Thibodeau.
Oh.
And so both of them ended up
2v1.
Going after Hudson.
Yeah.
Which never fair. You know, you don't want that. But maybe Hudson was able to hold his own. And then we got some quarterback news that's popping off, guys. Of course, if you missed it, Aaron Rodgers is finally a Steeler. Surprise, surprise. But did you see your guy, Anthony Richardson?
Shoulder issues?
Dude, it's the same AC joint shoulder again. This is going to be Daniel Jones in Indianapolis this year, boys. Get ready.
Yeah, that's true. It's Daniel Jones.
He can't stay healthy.
I mean, he probably is twice as good.
Daniel Jones? Than Anthony Richardson? He might be. Yeah. I mean, Anthony Richardson just might not.
This sounds like Hudson might be Brian Hudson.
Okay.
Who is a center.
There you go.
He's like the last guy in the depth chart.
So it's okay.
Short arm guy trying to fight two of the best ends in the game. Not going to go well.
Yeah, he's kind of a street free agent dude. He actually looks like Aaron Rodgers, which is hilarious.
Oh, no.
He does.
So he's tiny guy.
No, look at the facial.
Does he look like he's tripping balls? Is that why you said that?
He is. He's like an offensive line Aaron Rodgers.
There he is.
Better beard, though. That's
Brian Hudson.
Brian Hudson.
Tremendous beard.
He's from Louisville is where he's from.
All right. Commanders wide receiver Terry McLaurin, he's holding out. He wants a new deal.
I don't blame him.
So, hey, we're not the only ones to deal with this. I know we talked about Micah Parsons. Some other people said, like, hey, why does it only seem like the Cowboys deal with these contract issues? Nope, scary Terry McLaurin. He's dealing with one as well. All right, Gavin, you said you got into it, like, with Stars Twitter a while back.
I did.
They kind of came after you.
And you tuned me up pretty good.
Yeah.
I think you were their champion that day.
I tried to just stand for the stars because I think you were just – what was it that you went after them for, just not being overall very good?
Yeah, I thought like it had run its course mm-hmm. with this group, and we needed to see a big trade to sort of remake things, which, you know, incidentally is what a lot of those same people are thinking now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what I think it is? It's just like trades of your own players. You just don't like it. I think we've got the syndrome of we're kind of falling in love with our own is
yeah,
the problem.
I've noticed that. I got to remind myself of that sometimes.
Yeah, and when here's the thing about the Stars Twitter is if you're an outsider, they view you as an outsider.
Yeah.
Like you,
do they see you as an outsider?
You work for a different station.
Pulley Dan Melrose.
So you're like a stick. You're a stick to a football guy. You know.
Oh,
so I put out a trade idea, and I consulted the Hockey Hawk about.
Shoes
this
on the other foot now.
Yeah, it is. It is.
You got peed one.
Yeah, essentially, but a lot of women as well. A lot of women, I think, love Wyatt Johnston. I think he's the heartthrob, is what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of people were just like, you're not getting rid of Wyatt Johnston. And I get it. You know, Wyatt's a young, absolute star.
Mm-hmm.
But the trade idea was, apparently, I would love to go get Brady Tkachuk from Ottawa.
Tough
Robo,
guy, huh?
Robo not enough for him, is what I was told. So the Stars have flirted out trading Jason Robertson. Hey, he's got one cheap year left, and then he's going to be a free agent. I don't know if you can pay him. What can I do? Can I go get a center who is the center also of Team USA, mind you? Very, very good player. Matthew Tkachuk, his brother, kicking ass, taking names. Three straight Stanley Cups with the Florida Panthers. Kind of fits exactly what the team lacks, right? He's going to give you the toughness. He's going to give you the leadership. He's going to be the next captain of the team. I think that would be, if you're going to move on from two stars, you're acquiring a guy that's going to give you a lot more than just, hey, the points, right? The statistics was the pushback on this.
We need toughness.
We do. We need that.
We got depth. We don't have top end.
And it hasn't been good enough.
Yeah.
So I love Wyatt. He's a 22-year-old absolute star. He's a phenom. You're losing out of goal scorers. You are. You're going to have to replace some goals here from both of those guys. And it's not just a two-for-one. Ottawa's going to have to give you a second-round pick. Maybe you can get some draft picks.
Yeah, I was going to say, it is an overpay.
It is, yeah. It wouldn't be two-for-one. Ottawa's going to give you something else. And I did ask Puck Daddy Greg Wyshynski. I said, anyway, Brady Tkachuk and the Stars, you think could work out a deal? He said, I don't think Ottawa's trading Tkachuk. But I don't know that we have the right grasp on like other players in the league and their value.
How much better they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I could definitely see that, Wolchuk. I think you're on the right path. Like, let's trade a couple for one who's better and gives us some of the toughness. I don't know that two forwards is it. Would you be interested at all in, like, trading your goalie? Because I think
– I knew someone was going to bring this
Hunter.
Up.
Yeah.
I knew someone was going to say this.
Right now, no. I don't know what their backup plan would be. They've typically usually had a good goalie that's up the pipeline. Maybe they do in the AHL, and I'll have to look into that they would be confident in. Otter's still really good right now. I mean, you don't get through the first two rounds without him, but I get you. 3 years in a row, he's been outperformed in the Western Conference Final.
You had to pull him. His countryman, Hellebuck, was a disaster on the road. Like, these are the top-end goalies? Or I could have a guy like Stuart Skinner for less. You know, I don't know that you're getting what you pay for with Otter.
Yeah, the defense in front of him matters. Man, I don't know. I don't think I would look to trade him right now. But if the right offer came,
you'd have to get
him. I'd have to consider it.
If I got to pick DeBoer or Otter, I'm picking DeBoer.
I agree. Not. I'm taking Otter. Bye-bye, Pete DeBoer. I don't think DeBoer lasts past this year.
I think I out hot take you there, Wolchuk.
The opposite. I'm like, wait a second. No.
He was hypnotized for just a split second.
Just a second. I can't get in on the Pete DeBoer thing. That's too hot. The fire's too warm on that one.
How funny, though, were some of the responses?
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, actually, some of the responses were absolutely fantastic.
You got 64 quote tweets of mostly people just irked.
I love it. What was the engagement like on your original tweet?
110 responses.
Let's go.
And 64 quote tweets that were usually attempting to dunk on the suggestion.
Yeah. I mean, most of it was...
Is this a joke?
They really let this guy talk on the radio.
I get that one a lot.
I'd be willing to report you for even tweeting this.
Where is your brain?
Log off from the internet forever.
You're a
forever.
Dummy.
That was from a female named Carly.
Forever, forever. Yeah.
The forever, forever.
The forever, forever was a good one.
No amount of drugs makes me want to do this.
Yeah. Mental illness with the SpongeBob meme was one of them.
Let's see here. Someone alleged that it is the single worst mock trade in the history of mock trades.
Mm-hmm. This is a terrible take.
Capital worse. Let's see.
You are clueless. Absolutely not. No way. Hell no. What is wrong with you? Are you drunk?
Man, even Reitma tore you up.
Yeah, well.
Wow, 135,000 views, my guy.
This one took off. I'm looking to kind of rebuild a little bit, reshuffle some things. I think when you watch Florida and Edmonton play last night, there's a different level we need to get to here.
Yeah.
And the Stars have a really good young nucleus. I'm looking to keep, obviously, Roope and Miro around. And Harley, I think, is another guy that I'm keeping. Otter, to me, is part of that. I'm probably not willing to give up Roope now. Some people were like, give him up over Wyatt. Well, I think that he's important for Mikko Rantanen. The Finnish connection there, I think, matters. So I probably would, if I could get back a player of the caliber of a Brady Tkachuk, give up a Wyatt Johnston. Aaron Ekblad, my dream target, the defenseman, a rumor has it out there the Stars are interested. They're the favorites to land him this offseason.
What?
So that'd be another great addition. So
wow, take that.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know what I'm talking about, though. Stick to football.
Yeah.
Stick to football, Gavin. Mm.
Someone said this is the dumbest bleep I've read in a while.
Fair.
Chuck Cooperstein's son was asking how much Walchuk had been drinking that morning when he fired off this tweet, I imagine, from the toilet.
Also
right?
Also fair.
So that's really where he does his best tweeting. So nice work, man. That was absolutely fantastic stuff.
Was this off day work for you? Was this Monday?
No, this was yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, I was. Are you upset that I was off on Monday?
He's been bold bully. No. He's been bold bully, man. Ever since the Pacers
bold
over
thanks.
The Thunder, then it's Detroit and filthy, don't make the postseason. Now it's trade Wyatt Johnston for a bag of chips. I'm kidding.
It's mainly Robo, okay? But I was told Robo's not enough. So, hey, Wyatt gets included in there. You guys ever had encountered a pigeon on a plane?
No, not a pigeon and not a plane.
Or a bird just in general.
On a plane?
Sounds ridiculous, right?
What is ridiculous when a bird like will fly into some indoor situation and then all of a sudden it just starts freaking out like what just happened?
We were somewhere where they were
like bouncing off the walls and the ceilings trying to get back out.
Imagine one on a plane. Okay, confined environment. We got a pigeon just flying around.
How is that even
possible? I don't know how this
is. Are we
is
like
possible.
In a New York airport?
Is this
or something?
One of those service pigeons? You've been seeing these service pigeons?
I have not seen a service.
Just ridiculous.
I'm interested, though.
It was County Regional Airport in Madison, Wisconsin. It was delayed.
Oh, wow.
A pigeon flew through the passenger cabin while the crew was preparing to take off. Eventually, it was caught. It was removed in a baggage handler. Somebody just reached up as it was flying over their heads and grabbed the pigeon. It's a pretty amazing video. But I'd never seen a story quite like that, a bird on a plane.
What a great state, though, to be able to. You gotta, if you're going to do this, it's got to be a hunting kind of a state.
Yeah.
Wisconsin.
Oh, people
Louisiana.
Know what they're doing.
Yeah, somebody that's used to, like, handling birds.
Yeah.
You know?
Who's handling them, though, with their hands?
They're going by, you just grab them.
You touch the birds.
You just
bare hand grab
yes.
that, and then what do you do?
I told you about my guy at the Cooper just forearm that geese right in the chest. There's people that will do that.
Yeah, see,
they'll grab the bird and just get rid. How about the girl that the SEC baseball game was it in Tennessee with the raccoon and she just grabbed it by the tail and carried
it right out.
Took it right out of there?
When it's aerial, I don't know. I just feel like you got to be a pretty impressive sort of hand-eye athlete in the cockpit or wherever you are
in Madison,
trying to figure it out.
I think we're in Madison, Wisconsin. I don't think we have a huge airport there. Kind of maybe one of those smaller jets.
Regional.
I don't think we were in one of the big jets where it could
wasn't
just
huge.
Yeah, like you know where the kind where you're when you sit in there your head almost hits the ceiling.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's kind of where I think we grabbed the pigeon in.
I mean, you could have farm guy, you could have ranch guy, you could have honey guy. You also might have with a pigeon like New York guy who's
that's
just seen him at the parks all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe the Home Alone
lady
was on the plane.
Mike Tyson, he was famous. Didn't he keep pigeons?
See, yes, on the rooftop.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of these guys might know their way around a pigeon. When I see any sort of animal, I don't know if they're going to bite me or not. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, can I grab it?
Yeah.
You know? If I know they're not going to bite, you know, or poop on me, then
see right, yeah. I'd be concerned about the poop,
the poop factor, because I'm immediately like I'm going duck and cover with this backpack
showing
over. I'm going to be like Bischel, just turtling up and cowering down.
No
to
doubt,
Barry. I'm going to treat that pigeon the same.
And that
way.
Pigeon probably knows it's one.
Respect to the pigeon,
damn
absolutely.
Pigeon, Eric.
I'm depending on somebody else to step up and be the.
You
stud
were scared
here.
Of the geese. You didn't want to touch the geese. You were walking
that
away from the geese.
That thing has like an 8-foot wingspan.
It was eyeing you. You didn't. You just told us another guy gave it a forearm shiver.
He did.
Well.
It did. A pigeon's a little different. You know? Really? I mean, if it's flying over, you knock it down. Like, I'm talking about maybe taking the laptop and going up with it.
So you're going to be the hero in this situation. That's what you're claiming?
I want the plane to go on time. You know, I don't want to be – I hate flying as is. Mm. Don't want to be waiting around on the ground.
You know,
can't argue.
Nobody does.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for having us out to Tolbert Garage Door. We have another 45 minutes of content coming at you, including G-Bag of the Day coming up at the bottom of the hour and LA Live at 540 here on 105.3 The Fan. If you have any garage door needs, go to ToLbertGarageDoor.com. Okay. We'll hit the expressway, starting with a proper round trip or baseball stuff. Woolchuck, what's in store?
Well, we do have a pitcher that's been activated. We'll tell you who.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or MensTeaClinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at Spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Next in the nation.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. We're about 7 minutes here from the G-Bag of the Day, 17 from LA Live. We're live at Tolbert Garage Door in Mesquite, right off of 30. Come say hi. We'll be here until 6 o'clock. Rangers pregame is right around the corner. Adolis Garcia still in the lineup. Kamar Rocker sent down to AAA. So we're hoping for the best there. This segment of The Nation, The Expressway, presented by the on-time experts in Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. We do have the all-new Tolo laptop decal, window decal here for you. They're beautiful. And you can have one if you swing by. There's still a couple over there, right? Here's Woolchuck with that proper round tripper.
All right, so with Rocker getting optioned, it is official. The Rangers have activated reliever Chris Martin from the 15-day IL. So they will Chris Martin available as Rocker.
That's a big get-back.
It is.
Yeah, he's been awesome. 38 years old. Didn't know what to expect from many of the bullpen guys, but he's been an absolute home run for CY.
I'll be holding my breath after that first pitch. You know, just that one.
Yeah.
Let's get
right after the warm-up.
Just make sure he doesn't yell right after the first one. What's happening?
My neck.
Elbow, shoulder. Yeah, what's next? Oof. Neck?
Yeah.
Wrist? What could
groin.
It be? Hip?
Hopefully nothing. The MLB All-Star voting has also opened, okay? So you can go ahead and vote for your favorite Rangers right now to get into the All-Star game. I do anticipate right now you could have at least three pitchers in. when it comes to DeGrom, Evaldi,
and Rocker.
And Malley.
Oh, I mean,
Rocker. I considered, you know,
Sorry.
As a reliever, maybe.
Yeah, that's
Rocker.
True.
But Josh Smith, I'm kind of hopeful for. I don't think, obviously, anybody else in your lineup's got a shot, but Josh Smith might be a guy that does if you're able to get somebody offensively to get in there. I mean, what Smitty's been able to do last year, I think his numbers were a tick better, and he was snubbed. So the likelihood not high, but Ranger fans, if you do your part, maybe we can get Smitty into the dance.
Yeah, I won't hold my breath, but, I mean, you keep running the bases like you did last night, go on a little bit of a tear this month. I think he's about, what, mid-240s, maybe 240 or something like that?
Yeah, I could probably look at the
I think he was over 50.
He is at 261 now, yeah, his OPS is at 724. Five homers, 16 RBI, seven stolen bases. I'd like a little bit more aggression on the base path as well. You can run. You can run, guys. We saw last night, won him a game. Won the Rays a game, was playing just a little bit of small ball there. Now, it was a mistake from Texas, but, hey, Smith, Lankford, these guys are pretty fast. Marcus Semien has stolen bases in his career. Obviously, you're not going to get any of that from Jake Berger. Alejandro Osuna, he's going to be a guy that's going to just hustle his ass off. So let's just be a little bit more aggressive there. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
How do you steal bases, though? You have to get on base, right?
Yeah, you do.
Okay, let's work on that.
Start with getting on base?
Yeah, I mean, just a little bit more, please. Mm, yeah,
I'm with you. We had a high school baseball player in New Mexico. You ever have a buddy pull a prank on, like, a rival high school?
Like, steal their mascot?
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
go ahead care and, like, enough.
Pee on their mascot? What do we do? What do we do? Our Vanderbilt quarterback?
You could just go ahead and pee in their water cooler, that type of thing?
Yeah. Oh, we
see,
did
that's
have.
That's a felony.
Okay, yeah. This is the update to
this
that.
Is the update.
Okay, remember maybe a month ago we had the story of the high school kid who urinated in the Gatorade tank of the opposing team?
This was might have been off that day.
Somebody was probably off that day, but it was our lead story, top story.
That was Sean and RJ.
We opened it up. We shook it out into, like, top stories of the day situation.
But, yeah, high school kid, so it was kind of, he was obviously getting suspended or whatever, but I guess we got an update here. This is exciting.
Yeah, so initially the charge here was 15 counts of battery, but according to the district attorney handling the case, they've decided to drop the charges after they discovered there isn't actually a statute. Statute. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Wow.
On the books prohibiting the behavior he engaged in. So
there's no statute prohibiting you from peeing in somebody's water bottle?
In New Mexico, battery consists of the unlawful touching of another person in a rude and insolent manner. So I guess there was no touching involved. It was just peeing in said.
But this sounds like the court scouring the books to find a way to let off the son of somebody important. What this sounds
it's
like
a
to me.
Big, giant.
That's a bunch of bull.
Giant,
I mean, maybe
loophole.
I wonder if the kid's just that awesome at baseball.
Okay, that could be that too.
You know,
maybe he'll get an actual statue.
Maybe
he's just peeing away his career.
Statue.
Yeah, it's a weird, Brian.
It's a weird word. Right? I'm not alone.
I couldn't say the other word, right?
What word?
If I tried to make a joke, Dawson caught it. I said, "Hey, he's just peeing away his career," but I wanted to say the word.
You wanted to put the hissing on there,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, you can't do that, can you?
You can't put the hissing
on there.
Okay, I did. I stopped myself.
Well done.
Well, I'm glad. You pulled a mic.
That's a first.
You paused a beat.
If I'd been drinking, it would have been, it's just.
And then you moved on seamlessly.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that.
Yep. Doing my best.
MLB Power Rankings are out.
21.
You want to know where the Rangers are? I was just going to give you the number one team in baseball.
That would be the number one team.
You guessed 21?
Yeah.
They're 20.
Yeah.
Pretty good guess there, Brian.
Wow, so negative, Brian.
I pay attention.
Yeah, they're one better, dude. They were 21 last week. Mm-hmm. They're up to 20 this week. Obviously, 29 and 33.
Back to 22 after getting swept by the
Braves. Yeah, it's a bummer because the Cardinals are up here at 11, who they took 2 of 3 of. It's like this team is very, very capable. They just can't seem to put it all together at the right moment. And the offense, it just as soon as you think they've turned a corner, they just fall back into reality of not being able to do anything.
I mean, there's the two guys that are struggling really bad, but then also you got to look at their top performers and, you know, Seager, Lankford, and Young just having, you know, the bare minimum of what you could consider success.
That was disappointing last night with Seager, you know, with a chance.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it sucks.
You're accustomed to him coming up with and we've seen him like
one
that's
pitch,
what I asked about
ground out the second.
Yeah, he comes off the IL and you see him just like that night, boom, here's a 2-home run game.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been a guy that really that has been an issue for him. So I don't know. I mean, if you can't even get him going, I'm getting nervous about this thing. Like the closer we get, we're into June now. Like, are we just gonna be looking up, it's gonna be the All-Star break and it's the same crap? And if it is and it's like last year, a win against the White Sox. I'm not buying for that again going into the break. It's like you're probably not good enough here, boys.
Wow, dude. How about this from the 940? I scooped up a dead, fresh skunk off the road and put it in our rival quarterback's car the night before we played them.
That's commitment. I wouldn't go anywhere near a dead skunk on the road. Just I feel like you can smell them from 2 miles away.
I love it.
I drove by one the other night. My car smelled like skunk for a good 24 hours.
I think that's part of the play there is now is like the opposing team, you're constantly reminding him throughout the game because he can smell that skunk on you. Like it's mental warfare. You can't get away from this skunk.
I wish we had good rivalries going in high school sports, but the only thing we were good at was soccer, 4 straight state championships, and everybody else for like 4 hours away was bad. Both of our football teams were bad. We had one guy in the course of 4 classes go D1.
Get a scholarship?
Yeah. Jason Sukanik. I think he went to BYU. He was an offensive lineman. And then Ryan Lindell, the kicker. That was the only football players I knew.
Dude, that's it. Ryan Lindell.
Lindell was our striker, and this kid could kick it. Like, he scored multiple goals from midfield. It was like, I could definitely see football in the future. Thank you, Woolchuck. Proper round trippers in the books. Rangers pregame 30 minutes away. Let's go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius is your team.
Big check, check. 1, check, 2. Said you know what to do. Do I sound good? Can anybody hear me? We out here.
Let's see if we're grooving.
All right. This is G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here, I believe this is day 3 for this toxic argument that went down at the CVS. By the way, I've been telling everybody, check those CVS receipts. There's some deep discounts on there. Okay, they're not paying me to tell you this. I just looked at it one day and said, dawg, what? I've been holding out, bro.
That's good service.
Yeah, man. Got the soaps, got the 2 buy one, get one free type vibes. I was like, oh, yeah, for sure. Deodorants, too. You know how deodorants expensive.
They are.
If you want some good stuff.
Yeah.
Now, if you want it full of aluminum that'll probably kill you in the 3 years or whatever, you can get that $3. Anyway. All right, here we go. Toxic argument went down at the CVS. Dude was trying his best to trigger this employee. Took a minute, but he finally found it.
Trouble here. Give my money back for the pills. That is the wrong pill.
This guy told me to f*** my mother.
F*** your mother and give my money back for the pills. Now you're not going to kill me. F*** your mother. Free speech. America.
Yeah.
F*** your mother. America. F*** your father. F*** you. Give my money back for my pills. Now, somebody better give me $35 back is what they better do.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right now.
Right now.
Run me my money.
Yeah, cops are coming. F*** you. The cops are coming. Free speech, bro.
Yeah.
Free speech, queer. Are you queer?
Woo.
Do you like man?
Don't talk to me like that again. Get the hell out of here.
You queer.
Yeah.
Got him. He was searching for it. He was trying to find it. Where is it? Yeah. I'm not getting a reaction. Oh, there it is. His nails. Something about your bangs.
I caught the gist for 2 of us, though. That's incredible.
You heard it in there?
Yeah.
I always pay attention to stuff like that. Mm. Like when there's an argument or a fight going down, what's happening in the background? Especially if it's a club. What's the music playing?
That's greatness.
I don't think you're ready for this jelly. And they just in that fight. Wow, 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 wow. I love it. All right. Let's go to Sirius XM. Michelle Beadle and Cody Decker.
Ooh.
This is the guy that dunked on me, by the way.
That's what Carter told me, bro.
Holy crap, that's right.
That's what Carter told me. Yeah, Carmel. Carter told me. Well, that's the guy that basically told Chief to F off.
I was homering it up for those Cowboys.
Well, they found out that Stephen A. Smith is going to be taking over their time slot on Mad Dog Radio Station on their channel, whatever. They found out via the timeline. Mm-hmm. And they went on air and talked about it a little bit.
Michelle.
Man, all I ask is to be treated with respect. Well, how many times do I say I give what I get, I get what I give? And so here we are. We're going to do our shows because we're contractually obligated to be here. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun few hours.
I'm sure. And I'm sure no one's feelings will get hurt in any way, shape, or form. 888-MAD-DOG-6. How you guys doing? Because announcements abound. I heard Shine. The Big 3 are back. Oh, yeah.
What does that mean? Big what?
You know, Big 3, Mad Dog.
Oh, you mean, well, if you want 2 hours of Jamal Williams needs to show up for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Wait, who's Jamal Williams? That's right, a guy who doesn't exist. And by the way, I'll have lots of these fun types of nuggets for you for as long as we remain on the air. Yeah, we're coming in hot today, ladies and gentlemen. Coming in hot.
Hot.
Yes, so the cat's out of the bag. I guess we're talking about it. We weren't supposed to, just as a heads up. We were only given a few hours' notice, but we weren't told any details. We were promised that no details would be released. We didn't even know who was taking our place in the lineup. Just that it was going to be announced that new show was being added. Unbeknownst to us, the Hollywood Reporter, of course, had all the details. So it was a little embarrassing, I'm not going to lie. I've been in this business for 20-plus years. I've been treated poorly a couple times. This didn't feel good. I'm not going to lie.
Let him know.
Tee him up. Everybody can get it. I want to hire this gal.
Pew, pew, pew.
Beetle?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a vet.
She is a vet.
Man, that's a tough thing to... I mean, why would you be putting these people on the air? That feels like, of course, they're gonna rant.
Yeah, I mean, why would you tell them?
Yeah.
Just tell them. They're professionals. Hey, man, we're going to switch it out. Stephen A. Smith is over here. He's busting it out, so we got to move you down.
Sorry.
He's busting it out, bro.
I mean, it's satellite radio. Nobody's listening. We could just rerun the old show.
Only the best can do that.
I mean, yeah, you listen for the first 6 months when you get a new car.
Yeah.
It's free membership.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. For real, you think so? I must be the only one. I must be keeping him in business. It must be me, bro.
Right. I was in for the first couple of years. This was like 20 years ago, when that's what you had to do to get Stern. And I was so in the mode of listening to Howard Stern every morning that I went over there with it. I hung for a while.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, I'm talking about, I damn near listen to that all the time. There's so many damn stations. And I like Urban View. Hey, Urban View. All right, Broadus.
Yeah.
Sir.
You were celebrating Pride Month. Allegedly.
Yeah, I was.
About an hour ago on this station.
I was.
You guys were talking about coaches.
Yep.
And like, what else? Lock in on defense. Law of averages. Drew Holiday, Swiss Army knife. Let's protect the rim.
Did win a championship playing that way, didn't
I? I like it.
Did.
No, they absolutely did.
They figured it out.
They absolutely did.
That was jerks.
So why are you getting hard on it?
Well,
I'd say that.
Excuse me.
Uh-huh. Tell you what.
Hey, man, Mozilla can do that to you.
I was trying my best to. Trying to not say the word, busting on you, and then turn around and said, getting hard on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you said, so why you getting hard on you? So why?
Something like that, Lucius.
Something caught his eye.
Yeah. Yep.
Watchdogging him.
I want to call it out.
You wanted an explanation.
I was trying.
Bring it down step by step.
Yeah, here, I was.
He's into the storylines.
I hate myself on this show a lot.
Storyline guy.
Yeah, he's in the storylines, bro. They get right to it. I like the storyline.
You read those thick, smutty romance novels?
Yeah, yeah. The guy with no shirt on and thin pants. Yeah.
All right, let's see what else we got. A band called Seether. You guys ever heard of a band called Seether?
No, sir. Yeah.
Yes, there's a song from Seether that... Were they like one-hit wonders? There's one for sure I know of.
Yeah.
Come on, Irene.
Yeah, yeah, you're pretty much... Yeah, you're pretty much right there, Mr. Woolchuck. Band called Seether. Not like a band called Death, which is a great band. They were at the Hard Rock and Casino in Tulsa. Stand up. The lead singer took his daughter to work. She was on the stage. The security guy kicked his daughter off the stage.
Oh, no.
So he cursed them for cowards.
I had my f***ing kid on the side of the stage the whole entire show. And then suddenly this f***ing awesome kicks her the f*** off the stage. She's 7 years old. And now she can't even go in the front of f***ing house and watch the show? Yeah, f*** you. What the
f***
is wrong with you?
Yeah.
A child and just kicked her off the f***ing stage. Her dad's like, I hope your check is super f***ing huge, bro.
Said, I hope your check is super effing huge, bro. Kicked this girl off the stage and her daughter's the one rocking it out, man.
I love that energy. There's nothing that can ruin a good time more of something you paid multiple hundred a dollar to be at than overzealous security.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just barking at you. How about a little customer service here, dude?
Yeah.
You know, I know you're stressed out. I would be too. That's why somebody that's not stressable should be doing your job, not you, pal. Jams me up, Lucius.
No,
I've seen it before.
Yeah,
you're not that guy, pal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen it before. 100%. Let's see what I should do here. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. Yesterday was a church day. Pastor, go check out that timeline. Leon Musk is crashing out. He's crashing out. You guys ever? Do? You guys? What? What?
What'd he do? Oh, I man, blocked him.
Just go check. Me too, but everybody's already talking about it. There's nothing I can. He's been muted and blocked and everything, but people are talking about it, and you know, it's crazy.
Him and Trump are going at it, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, that. Yeah. Yes, yes, I did see that. Yeah.
Yeah, he said that man was out there at the
I
island.
I love it, man.
He was at the island.
I mean, I don't agree with everything dude says, but I love the consistency of, hey, you guys are wrong too, man. You know?
Right, yeah.
It's not just one side that's wasting all of our taxpayer dollars. And sure. I thought he did a good thing calling him out. You need that sort of, I think, honesty and objectivity between the parties so we can stop pretending that one side has the answers. Neither one does, obviously. They both had a turn.
I don't like how he does not want to stand on his ketamine. Or,
oh, is that what he's into?
They asked him about the ketamine like last week. He's like, oh, no, I'm not high. But then you look at all these videos. My man is going through it. He's got a hold of him. He's got a hold of him.
You think he's tripping bees out here?
I think we're gonna get an AI superhero film about him. He's gonna be Ketaman.
Yeah. Here he is, Ketaman.
It all makes a lot more sense now.
All right, so there's a group called Ready for the World.
Mm-hmm.
They got a song called Oh Sheila. Oh Sheila. I ran across this dude right here. Well, this band. I don't know what this is. I see one guy and another. Anyway. It's called Anointed for the World. Not Ready for the World, but Anointed for the World. And instead of Oh Sheila, it's Oh Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
An angel appeared to Mary.
Uh-huh.
And said, you shall bear a child. He shall be the savior of the whole world.
Uh-huh.
Oh Jesus.
Oh, this is a jam.
Yeah.
I think this is DeBarge. DeBarge?
Savior,
no.
Save my life, and you love us till we get it right.
Ready for the world.
Oh, ready for work. The world. Okay.
Yeah.
You shed
okay.
your blood on Calvary. Yes, you died to save a wretch like me.
All kind of the same vein, though.
Yeah.
Savior, died for my sin. Yes, they crucified and bruised your skin.
Light-skinned, androgynous guys with sexy voices.
Often mistaken for Prince,
yeah.
due to its yeah. vocal style and musical similarities.
Yeah.
And we sing, oh Jesus,
yeah, okay.
if I love you, only begotten son.
Oh.
Really good writer. It's fire.
All right, I got to let that go.
That's Thank it. You, Luke. That's okay, it. We got a champ. We got four challengers. Is it our CVS pill popper? Is it Mad Dog shots fired at Stephen A. Smith? Brought us watchdogging
Jeez.
What the chief was getting hard on?
Mm-hmm.
See, they're calling out security for kicking his daughter out in the praise music. Oh, Jesus. I'm going to go with brought us here, chief. How about you?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with brought us.
Well, Lucius?
Let's see here. A band called Seether.
Ready? Bully?
I'll go Bronis.
Yeah!
Brian.
Jeez.
It don't matter.
I knew you put it to a tie, so I couldn't risk it.
There you go.
Let me go with the band.
There it is, and by a score of 3-2, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion.
All right.
Live from Tolbert Garage Door
Enough,
in Mesquite.
Boys.
We
Enough.
Have some Tolo window decals, some laptop decals for you right here. They're beautiful. I posted an image at G-Bag Nation. Come get one. You have another 15 minutes or so, and it's time now to stay in the Pimp Cup where Lucius has L.A. Live.
All right, you squares.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance some everything. Everybody get high.
Ladies!
Listen, number three. What two things would you like to change on your body?
My legs, for one.
What's wrong with your legs?
Well, they're kind of short.
That's okay. Good things come in little packages.
Sure. Especially what's in between them.
Whoops.
Wow.
If you were a detergent, what would your slogan be?
The harder you rub, the cleaner I come.
Oh.
Wow. Yo, the 70s were crazy, son.
Hello. Yeah.
That is the dating game in the dating 70s,
game.
Man.
Yeah, the dating game.
We are crazy right there. This is LA Live.
Jim Lang.
For Thursday, June 5th, 2025. That's what that is?
Jim Lang. He was the host.
They had to have some writers on there, right? Those guys were not that witty.
No, they were trying to be. Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Had to be, bro. It's a Thirsty Thursday ladies' night here in LA Live. Shout out to all the Lady Tolos listening. Love you, ladies. Hold on.
Love you, ladies. Let me get my little thing for you.
Hey.
So all of my ladies.
Ladies.
What's up, first-time listeners, last-time and long-time listeners? LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Eric.
Yes.
Eric, hold on, let me find this. I got another. Eric.
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 Eric. All right, my bad.
That could be AI brought us for all I know. That's incredible.
I got a whole lot of DMs about Harvey Milk over you yesterday. Did you get those?
I got a couple.
Boy, they almost got some middle fingers. I was like, hey. Because they hit me, I'm like, why don't you tell Eric about Harvey Milk and he's falling for a subjective. I was like, hey, why don't you hit up Eric?
Yeah.
I'm just the messenger. Hey, hey, Lucius.
Yo.
Lucius, you know, you remember Chuck Barris?
Oh, shoot.
Chuck Barris from the Gong Show?
No, when you said Chuck, I thought Barry.
No, Chuck Barris. Do you never, the host of the Gong Show? You never remember Chuck Barris?
No, I don't think so, man.
All right, well,
I remember the Gong Show, but I don't remember Chuck Barris. I'm sorry.
Well, he was the host, and he created the dating game. He created this thing.
Oh, thank you.
I thought you knew. Remember Gene the Dancing Machine?
I do remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that's all about. Yeah.
More of a Run Rudolph guy myself.
Okay.
I hope his family's eating off of that because he made some great shows.
He did.
Yeah. There's game one of the NBA Finals tonight, 7:30 on ABC. I watch it on Max. Game two of Texas versus Texas Tech. Softball. Had me on the edge of my seats yesterday, ladies.
So all of my ladies.
How about that gal stepping out and hitting that ball?
Yeah, it was good stuff.
Trying to walk her.
Yep.
Let's see. Before I get into it, I want you guys to hear something. Have y'all ever heard of something called throat singing? Pause.
Thought it all was that, right?
Right? That's what I
always thought. It was diaphragm.
But there you, look at you. Look at you, Woolchuck.
Oh, musical theater.
I was told I was a nasally
singer. There you go, yes.
Nasally.
When you sing from the diaphragm. These guys right here are singing in their throats. Pause. It almost sounds like a drone. His name is Kular. He even teaches throat singing classes online. He's got a throat singing empire right here. Tell me if you recognize this song, bro. I've never heard of throat singing until like a couple of days ago.
Don't know what you're expecting of me.
Recognize that song, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Linkin Park.
Great song.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Watch this.
What? Oh my god. It sounds like a burp.
Yeah.
It's like a robot frog.
What makes you think you should be doing that? Like, I need to record this.
Yeah. Maybe when I was 11. You know?
Is there an audience for this?
Bro, he's got like mad followers. People requesting albums and stuff. Damn. He's doing songs if he requested. I'm like, how would you even know? I play like that. You know, who thinks?
That is crazy.
Who thinks? Another one.
Is there irony to that? Are people into it because of how bad it is?
I think
that's just my guess.
I've never heard anything like that.
Neither have I, man. Throat singing. Mm. Singing from the throat, not from the diaphragm. I sound like that dude from The Simpsons. Yeah, hey. Bleeding Gums Murphy. Yeah.
Sean Sharif.
Scars on the earth, they leave me breathless again.
That's crazy.
And there's no auto-tune on this?
No, man. Allegedly, that's his throat.
That is so weird.
Bro, that is... That's an Adele song. That's hilarious.
Yeah. It's a grown-ass man right there.
What the hell?
Good stuff, man. Good stuff right there.
New wave.
Yeah. New wave.
It's like... If you grew up without air conditioning, you'd sit right in front of the fan.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yep.
Yep. I do that to my dogs right now because I have a fan. And a clear, clear, clear. LA Live 105.3 The Fan. Man, I hope these rumors about Doug Christie and Chris Webber aren't true. Do you guys seen these on the line?
No.
Oh, my gosh. I hope they're not true. They're saying Jackie Christie, who kept a tight leash on Doug.
Yeah.
She did.
Had Chris Webber's baby.
No, when?
What? Yeah. That's what they keep saying online. Like, where did this rumor start at? And this whole, like... anyway, they said Doug and Chris were teammates. That's when this happened. And she allegedly had Doug Christie believing it for years. Now Doug Christie allegedly suing Jackie Christie and Chris Webber over this. And I'm trying to look for like confirmation everywhere. I'm hoping this is a lie. I see everybody with aggregated stories about it. You know, like you can go to YouTube and there's like a YouTube guy breaking down the whole thing. But I'm like, where's the source, bro?
Right.
And
right.
Then somebody takes him as a source, and then somebody takes that person as a source, and they just keep spiderwebbing out, but I don't see the original source. And I'm like, TMZ ain't on this?
Wow.
He was a very charming young man. You know, you're talking about Tyra Banks, Nia Long.
Yes.
Quite a resume, right?
Proper Derek Jeter.
Yes. You know, I guess.
I didn't know you was watching like that. You was watching that man's moves like that. Look at Dawson.
It was the smile.
He's got another one.
Man, look at this guy. He's prolific.
He's crushing it.
You know, but isn't it kind of true that the most jealous ones are the worst ones?
Boy,
you know, those are the ones that are like, they're projecting their thoughts onto you.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I see what you're doing. Hey, now that's the one.
Yeah.
Right, and this gal. Like, is the most overprotective wife in the history of any sport that I've known. You know?
Oh, is that her? That's the reputation.
Yeah, she fought somebody, right? Like, people would talk about Doug Christie like he was, you know, had she was taking the cojones when she went wherever she went, because he was just, like, couldn't go out on the road. She was there in his room on road trips, like, fully locked down.
I mean, there's that crazy photo of her having him on a leash. He's on all fours, and they're, like, out in the city somewhere.
Yeah, they leaned into it.
Like, maybe he was into it. Maybe
he was into it.
Yeah.
I hope that's not true, bro. I hope it's not true.
World.
Man, I hope it's not true. But if it is, he says he's suing and whatnot, which I'm all for that. I don't know where these rumors start, but they spread like wildfire. Like the one last weekend, everybody was ready to throw Kobe's old wife away.
Yeah.
When the rumors came out saying that she was knocked up by some young hooper out here.
I remember the Pau Gasol rumors back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, when Mavs were playing Lakers, Sean actually went down to the AAC and was kind of sniffing around for that story.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
And Kobe's wife?
Yeah, there was a weird thing going on.
Man, he's really close to her right now, too. You know, consoling her through this hard time.
Oh, shoulder to cry on.
And everybody's like, oh, what a great friend Kobe had. Damn, bro! Please don't let it be. Now, I mean,
if Pau Gasol was coming around, you wouldn't be threatened at all. You'd be like, oh, yeah, go shopping.
You know? No, well, maybe it was Mark. Pau's got a little something to him.
Okay.
Yeah, you
got
to watch out, bro. What was I going to go with? Oh, yeah. So when I did see that the rumors were flying, but I didn't know there were rumors about Kobe's wife. I'm not going to lie, I was a little heartbroken.
Me too.
Yep. Not going to lie, I was a little heartbroken. Now, she's a grown woman. She can make her own decisions and move on. But I'm like, 5 years after a very tragic situation, you knocked up and moved on to a new baller? Oh, that hurt me a little bit.
Yeah, I was thinking a little too soon still.
I like when the widowers can keep it all private, you know? I got a little friend, you know, and it's very discreet.
Yeah.
Let's not be loud about this.
Yeah. Other than that, I want you out in public with black on all the time, looking sad. With the lace on your face and everything.
Wearing Mamba gears, too.
Yeah, that's what I want. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I had a lot more for you, but we got to get ready for the Rangers.
That is right. We'll see you later.
Yep. I'll see you tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's my time. Take it over there. Holla.
Lucius Alexander's LA Live every night at 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Thanks so much to Tolbert Garage Door for having us out here in Mesquite on 30. The only place to go. Shop Tolo. If you got any sort of garage door needs, you're going to want to contact Tolbert Garage Door here, 30 in Mesquite. And salute to Harbor Lights, and salute to the Great Outdoor Sandwich, and salute to CBD American Shaman, Coleman's Insulation guys, a bunch of Tolo, you know, local business owners swinging through here today and getting that good fellowship going. Okay, thanks to Ruben Portillo, Remote Engineering here today. Not only that, but handing out all of our G-Bag tumblers. They went very quick. And the G-Bag decals as well. We'll have those, more of those, at our next tour stop, and we'll get them in the hands of KNC Masterpiece and Sean and RJ as well, okay? But thanks to Woolchuck and Chiafalo, your Nosebleed brothers. 3-hour show tomorrow, 4-hour show today. We have Rangers baseball coming up here at the top of the hour there in Tampa trying to get some runs. Of course, for Brian Broaddus as well, I'm Gavin Dawson. And until tomorrow at 2, right here on your home of the Cowboys, home of the 2023 World Series champion, Texas Rangers, we are the G-Bag Nation, usually 2 to 7 weekdays, but only 4 hours today here with Rangers baseball coming up next. Again, thanks to Tolbert Garage Door, and we're back tomorrow at 2 here in the Nation. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.